Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And we've got a traditional Hawaiian weekend in the weather forecast to look forward to. Yes, it's going to be a little wet, mostly cloudy, showers likely in the morning. Then it's going to clear out and be beautiful. Not too hot, though, but the high today is expected to be 85 degrees. That is not quite as traditional as we'd like it to be. The winds, at least, are blowing out of the east, 15 to 20 miles per hour. A perfect day for you to play a round of golf. And if you're getting out on the road, we have coming into the clubhouse this morning, Bob Bupka, voice of golf on Talk Sport, will be, of course, together at Century Tournament of Champions. Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief and CEO, Golf Kitchen Magazine Books. She's just walked off a train going to Liberty National, working on her next magazine. Cameron Barnes, recipient of the 2018 Chester Kahapea Sony Open Volunteer Chair of the Year Award, chair of the Rope and Stakes Committee. Of course, Sony Open in Hawaii, and he's coming on the show. Alex Urban is the executive director, Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. We'll be there next Saturday. We're going to talk with him about all the people who have committed to come. And Jeff Shackelford, senior writer, Golf Week, contributor, Golf Channel, CEO, COO, and of course, he's the chief communications officer of jeffshackelford.com. He'll be with us to start off the show. We want to thank the people who make this show possible. Aloha Power has what you need. And this weekend, take that wish list that was not fulfilled. Go over to Aloha Power Equipment. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. That's Aloha Power Equipment at Sand Island and Waipahu. And of course, you know, it's been raining. Of course it rains. It's winter in Hawaii. When it rains, it pours into your home sometimes. And sometimes it just trickles in. It just leaks. You don't even know it. And then something starts smelling odd in the house. That's when you call Oahu Extraction, 808-330-6212, for a free thermal read. They have state-of-the-art hydrometer, so give them a call. It's Oahu Extraction.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All righty, let's bring him in. Jeff Shackelford, senior writer of Golf Week and contributor Golf Channel. I love what you talk about with the guys at Golf Channel. Hey, Jeff, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle, good to be back for our annual tradition.
Yes, it is our tradition, our year ender, and I thought maybe we'd look a little forward as well. But I've got to look, a decade is ending, right? So it's kind of like the year ender, decade ender. And I've got to say that the last couple of years have been phenomenal. I'm wondering if you think this was maybe the best decade that we've seen, maybe ever. What do you think of the last decade?
Yeah, that felt a little millennial of you to have to declare this the best ever. I saw that on Twitter, and I kind of cringed a little. But I thought about it. It's too soon to say. There have been some amazing decades. But it depends on how you're gauging it as well. But in terms of major championships and tournaments and players, it certainly has been a great one and a dramatic one. A lot going on.
Yes. Well, see, Tiger came back.
Set up fiascos and rules debates.
Oh my God.
And Tiger, and yeah. So I would make a very wonky case for 1920 to 1929 or 1970 to 1979 as being Pretty darn good, too.
Okay, yeah. And the 2000s, you know, that with Tiger dominating was great. But with Tiger coming back in the last 10 years and then having Justin Thomas and Brooks Koepka and just this field, this huge field. And then we have the Europeans coming on so strong and they're starting to really contend and dominate in some cases with Rory McIlroy and so many of the young players that are just coming in and into themselves with the way golf has evolved. Okay, some people call them the Tiger babies because Tiger brought, yeah, fitness into the world of golf and all the equipment changes. I'm not saying that I like necessarily the distance the ball travels and what it's doing to some of the golf courses, making them irrelevant. Is that possible? Because, you know, Marion is so fantastic. And I know, see, Jeff Shackelford is also a golf architecture aficionado, and he's written many books on the subject. So I understand what where you're coming from about the 20s and the 30s, because that really was the height of architecture.
Well, architecture and Bobby Jones and different stuff. So, I mean, we could go down a rat hole debating those decades, but there are different reasons for different decades. You just helped me, though, feel a little less excited about the last decade, Danielle. As you started talking about that, I get the love of the young players and the athleticism thing, but I really feel those are a little bit more marketing-driven than they are real tangible things that people are liking in the game. I mean, maybe it's because people know my views, but I get more and more people wanting to talk about how they're missing something. They're not quite. They feel like they should be loving this group of players and watching the game, and the romance has died a little bit for some people. And you know me, I'd make the case that it's the power game that it. As much as they want to tell us how great it is, it doesn't quite translate to television. It doesn't quite breed the great variety of golfers we used to have. It breeds a certain kind of way to play the game. And even Tiger is trying to send these subliminal messages out there. Well, they're not even subliminal. They're pretty frank. This isn't necessarily an ideal direction for the sport. He won't come right out and say that, but he sees injuries coming, and he has the same answer now, and it's very tight, and there's a lot you can read into it, but he's hitting on those points. And then I would counter too that it just also you've seen it in every sport now. When they rush to be all in on the power game, it always blows up for that sport. It always causes problems. I mean, baseball got into steroids. Now they're in the launch angle. They're losing fans. Tennis did it. So golf is pursuing it, too, I think for marketing reasons. And I don't think it's a good idea.
No, I tend to agree with you because I think long drive competition belongs with long drive competition.
And I love long drive.
Yes.
It's great TV. It's a different, but it's a different beast.
Yes. And when it comes to golf, where's the finesse? Tiger Woods winning the Masters, you watched everybody fall like pins in a bowling alley on 12, right? Boom, 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 boom. And he's just being Mr. Cautious.
Right.
And push, he wins. And it's there's no finesse. There's no savvy. And I miss that part a lot.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch. I mean, people think we love to see long drives, but what is it about Augusta that we love the most? It's watching the ball land and then move to the hole and knowing that the player placed it there perfectly and then seeing the ball feed. And that's where you get the roars and the crowd standing up. And that's just the case everywhere where the fan still appreciates those things and is still more awed by spin and control of the ball than they are distance. It's just a number. It has a wow factor for a moment. But no, they're not setting up grandstands around the tee boxes so that you can watch a long drive. At a certain distance, you can't even see the ball anymore.
No, I'm sorry, I'm laughing, but you're right. It's gone.
No, it's funny in a way, but it's also a little sad that you know the people in charge of the game kind of know all this, but they don't. But they're just, and that's where I get the argument that it's a marketing thing. There's this. Golf has kind of an inferiority complex, and it needs these guys to and gals to be athletes, to be You know, they could quit tomorrow and take up an Olympic sport and be just as good. Well, that's not really why we love to watch the sport. And so that's kind of from you have so many marketing people in the game now trying to feed those things because they really don't love the sport. They're just people who know how to sell products, and they've decided that to get younger and cooler, you've got to build these people as world-class athletes. And they're certainly in better shape and doing amazing things and have amazing people around them. But we still ultimately love, you know, to get into your neighborhood, we still love those balls that land and feed, and there's a control and a skill factor that we love. And, you know, you just go right to Kapalua, and you still have people talking about that Woods-Els playoff and how they played some of those holes. And people still talk about that. They don't still talk about a 343-yard drive. They talk about those amazing acts of skill that nobody else can do except the very elite players.
Yeah, we do still talk about Bubba Watson, the first time I've ever seen a driver off the deck on 18.
And that's another example, yeah. And just one of the craziest, coolest shots. You can never get tired of seeing that clip. And knowing that he knew exactly what he was doing, you know, that's the superhuman ability of great golfers that we love. Moving the ball is just, I mean, Bubba still, when you see him in person and people then see it on the shot tracer, they just ooh and ah, and you just want to say, well, that, you know, Bruce Litsky used to do that, and Lee Trevino and Ray Floyd, and it was so fun to watch somebody control the ball like that and move it that much. And Tiger also, you know, laments the loss of that. For selfish reasons, because he could do it and plays a ball that's sort of close to the old ball. But, you know, as a fan, you should be lamenting it. I mean, I think Tiger enjoys watching Bubba play for exactly that reason.
Yeah. So, but, you know, 2019 did give us a lot with, I loved Rory winning the Players, of course, Tiger winning the Masters. Koepka was kept to one major.
He was, but yes. What a year, fun in the majors.
Yes, it was. And Gary Woodland at the U.S. Open. Yep. He controlled, he was always known as a long hitter, but he's really learned to control his game in the short.
Well, I still say the shot of the year, without question. It gives me goosebumps to think about it. When you know how bad Gary Woodland's short game has been at times in his career. I mean, you go through the stats, and he is consistently awful with a wedge in his hand around the greens. And that shot on the 17th hole at Pebble Beach with the pressure and everything that's going on, and he clipped it and lofted it over that ridge in the green, you know, and took two bounces and basically stopped, is an amazing shot in the AT&T Pro-Am on Thursday. But in the U.S. Open, and knowing how much more firm things are and everything that's going into that, and his history, he's not savvy with a wedge. To me, that was just so cool to see a player do that. I mean, that was just one of those really satisfying wins to watch.
That was an oh-wow moment. You know, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
Shane Lowry at the Open in Ireland.
Oh, phenomenal, yeah.
Wasn't it? And then Rory wins the FedEx Championship. Suzanne Paterson.
Yeah.
That Solheim Cup.
The walk-off. Maybe the coolest moment of all this year.
Yeah, truly. And then just to say, hey, it doesn't get any better than this, I'm going to retire.
Just incredible. And what a year for the team matches between the Solheim and then, really, frankly, a President's Cup that it came late, and it was like, let's get this thing over with. We've been waiting too long for this, and it just showed, those two events showed once again how great match play is and how team golf can be so compelling.
You know, it was 16-14. And given the difference between the rankings of the U.S. team and the rankings of the European team, the international team, should the U.S. have been stronger? And what do you think was the factor that led them to be so far behind and having to come from behind?
Yeah, I mean, one, I think rankings can be a little bit, it's golf. It's just, it doesn't translate week to week. CT Pan, when he's having a good week, is just a great player in a good week, and that happens. So that number becomes meaningless. But clearly, the golf course was a big part of it. You know, Tiger showed once again he's on a different level when you give him a design that requires a lot of thought, strategy, patience, precision with the irons. He's still the best player. And it exposed some of our guys on the U.S. side that they're not as good as him on that kind of course. It's also the time of year. Some people were a little rusty. So that's another reason it was closer. And then the internationals just, you know, they had to have something happen right. And they got some new younger players who weren't I don't know if burdened, but they didn't have memories of past events of losing. And they were bringing that sort of that young, fun energy to match play, and they're international players who've played a lot of different courses, a lot of different formats, and they were ready to go, and they put on a great show.
They
and
did.
It was a lot of fun to watch, but Royal Melbourne definitely was one that it was a course you needed to have a certain kind of game, which is why a lot of us kind of wondered why Tiger didn't pick Kevin Kisner.
Yes.
That's another topic.
Yeah, truly. And speaking of Tiger picking, you know, I got to go. I'm just going to say, is cheating in golf? Is it becoming more acceptable?
Well, that's quite a transition, Danielle.
I know, because we talked about picking, and the name came up in my mind, and I didn't want to say the name because I don't
know. Oh, Patrick Reed. Okay,
yeah,
I'm
that
sorry.
Guy.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
But it's not just Patrick Reed. You know, there's so many different times something happens, and there's a question around: is it becoming more acceptable? Is it happening more often than we know because the camera isn't everywhere?
Yeah, I don't know if it's more of a mindset as much as maybe a little bit of an well, I think he's different. I think he has some serious issues with integrity, but I think there are a lot of players were just really ignorant of the rules. And, you know, the thing that I've kind of repeated to some people that strikes me as so odd about some of the younger players today compared to when I was a young player watching good pros, you know, here in L.A., Riviera, and I always played really well the week after because my tempo was really good and my pacing was just better after watching the pros. And one of the things that they always did that struck me when in Riviera's, of course, where they hit it right offline, it doesn't take much to be right in the gallery. So you'd get really close to the players with a just kind of a slight miss. And the way they'd approach the ball and how gently they'd put the club down behind it or not even touch it if it was near the rough. Now you watch players, men and women, and it just shocks me sometimes how they'll just walk up to the ball and they'll just mash down behind it a few times like they're looking at the shot. And maybe they're not really setting out to cheat. It's just kind of how nobody's ever come over and said, hey, that's a terrible look right there. Don't do that. And we have, you know, with Twitter now, a lot of instances where people point that out, where players, you couldn't see the ball, and then the player comes up and does some stuff, and all of a sudden you can see the ball in the rough. And so to me, it's like the backstopping situation we had, which seems to finally have been starting to go away, where there's just a fear of telling players, hey, cut it out. That's no good. You're pushing it with the rules. And the players have become a little bit over-worshipped, I guess would be the way I'd put it, or there's a fear factor of just telling young players, hey, there's certain reasons we do these things in the game, and don't do that again. But the times are changing. If you do that, it's a generational thing that it's not well received. But the problem is with a high profile situation when a player hasn't been told that, then they do something. And it really blows up, and it's ugly for them.
It is ugly for them, and you know, you can't worry about whether it's going to hurt their confidence if you tell them that's against the rules. So learn the rules. You know, walk
yeah.
in.
Yeah, it's even just that. It's not even just you know, and that's probably part of the problem is we tell them that you got to know the rules. Well, it's more even just the spirit of the rules.
Mm.
And that number one that before before there was indoor plumbing and light bulbs was Planet As It Lies back at Leith Links in Scotland. And that was the number one principle, and it's guided the rules since. And you just have to be cognizant of that, how important that is. And I'm not, you know, we've changed the rules a lot where players can touch the ball more, they can move a pebble, they can, all these little things have kind of chipped away at that. So part of it is the fault of the rules changing and the players not quite, kind of losing sight of that sort of guiding principle.
I got it. I want to switch over because, of course, we're talking right now, and we could talk for hours. Jeff Shackelford is senior writer, Golf Week, and contributor at Golf Channel. He's author and writer, and he's written many books about architecture. So yeah, this may have slipped by you. You may not have known this, but Pebble Beach has going to have a woods factor. Because Tiger Woods, this is on jeffshackelford.com. You can go to his website, and he's got lots of stuff like the most expensive street in golf is Golf Place.
Average. That's in Scotland.
It's in Scotland.
Yeah, golf. I'm pretty sure there's some streets on Pebble Beach that the houses go for even more.
But this is, you know, the average property goes for £1.877 million.
Yeah,
okay?
Those are little apartments, essentially.
So that's just a tidbit from your website that I wanted to drop in there. I love your talk about the PGA Tour deal. You know, what's going to happen with ESPN streaming and all the different things that are happening there.
But yeah.
And then the five mind-blowing statistics of 2019. All of this is at jeffshackelford.com. And now let's go to the heart of Jeff and ask about the Woods deal. Tiger Woods doing something with the par 3, the Peter Hay Golf Course.
Well, what we've had is a trend, a little too late, but it's happening, so we'll be grateful that it's finally happened, of resorts finally realizing that you need to have more than an 18-hole round of golf. And they've had the Peter Hay Course at Pebble Beach a long time, but it has always basically been a place where they park cars in the the concourse event in August, and they cover it in tents during the U.S. Open. And then they don't really, yeah, they've never really taken, it's just been more of a kind of a community thing. It hasn't been manicured or even decently maintained. And so seeing what Bandon Dunes has done, well, in a place called the Prairie Club where Gil Hanson and I did one called the Horse Course, we're not taking credit for it, but it was one of the first ones done with this kind of idea in mind of, that you need something more. You know, people play a round of golf, they don't want to go back out and play another 9 or another 18, but a pitch and putt course near the clubhouse where you can have a beverage and have some laughs is really great. And so Bandon's done it. Pinehurst has just can't, you know, they can barely keep grass on the greens because it's so popular. And Pebble Beach has decided it's time to have that. And, you know, the sport would have been a lot better off if we had done this, you know, followed Augusta's model a long time ago and had these at every course and had more of these in the community. But what's great, though, is there are a lot of par 3 courses out there, Danielle, and this, having people like Tiger include this whenever he's designing a course or designing them himself, and Jordan Spieth did one, it legitimizes those, that the par 3 courses, there's nothing wrong with it. Because I'm sure you've heard it, people, they poo-poo that as not real golf. And it's like, no, you're playing golf. You're hitting shots, and it's great. And it's great for old people. It's great for kids. The scale of it is something the sport needs because the scale of the sport has just gotten too bloated and big.
We have a fabulous Robert Trent Jones, par 3, on Oahu in Hawaii Kai. And I think they have plans to actually bringing it back to its glory. And it's
great.
A fabulous little course. And again, it's just kind of been ignored because the 18-hole golf course takes precedence.
All the love.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
But, you know, and that's just a shame because that little par 3 is where people are going to be more comfortable to start the game because the scale of it's just more within reason. And then it's a great place, you know, when you're older to still be in touch with the sport. So that's great to hear because It's been a bug of mine that it's just driven me nuts that we haven't found ways to do this better, because they just take up less acreage.
So finally, Jeff, what do you see for 2020?
I think it's going to be tough to replicate 2019. Obviously, the combination of all the great events we had. But I do think, you know, and the major venues are certainly interesting. They're not as great. But we're going to have a big discussion, I think, in February about distance and the rules and all that. And USGA and Aaron Air are going to release their report. So that's going to be something in the sport.
And the Tokyo Olympics?
I hate to be a downer. I just think the Olympic golf on the list of things, when you look at all the events, Ryder Cup, the men's majors, the women's majors, I just don't know how many people really care. And I think, you know, the format is still the problem, and the timing, it's going to be 11 days after the Open Championship, as we saw this year. Once those four majors on the men's side are done, people start to lose interest. And we just keep seeing over and over again how great these team events are. I mean, can you imagine if the Olympics where each country sent a six-person team, three men, three women, or you come up with some sort of concept, and they're playing team golf, it's Ryder Cup style,
round robin, all that kind of stuff.
How exciting that would be to watch the points race to make the team if it was on world rankings and that kind of thing. It would and then you'd actually really want to watch that, and it would be people playing for their country. You could have a mixed portion of it, and they just have shown no desire to convince the IOC that this would be a better way. And I think it's really going to – I think it's going to be exposed at this Olympics. Rio was the first time, new course, built for it. It worked out great, but I just don't sense it's that important to the players this time or any time going forward.
The one thing they've got going for them is it's in Japan, and Japan loves golf.
Yeah, boy, but the word they do, but the word is where that course is, it gets so insufferably hot.
Oh.
You know, there's a politician trying to get it moved, so we'll see how, I mean, the fans were amazing at the Zozo Championship. We'll see how it goes. Plus, it's just there are so many other sports, and it's kind of out separated from the city. So I hate to be a downer, but it's not of all the events I'm excited about next year, it's way down the list.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's totally cool. I love hearing from you, Jeff. Always. For and against. It's awesome. Jeff Shackelford is Senior Writer Golf Week and Contributor Golf Channel and CEO, COO, and CCO of JeffShackelford.com. Thanks for being on the show.
All right. Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. Coming back next, of course, we're going to be at Century Tournament of Champions. Jeff and I were talking about the fabulous memories from that golf course, which has been refined. Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, PGA Tour, will be on with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha, friends. Join me, Chris Berman, at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 1st through the 5th, at the newly refined Plantation Course. Kick off the new year with the PGA Tour's elite champions. Don't miss Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more when they return to Maui. Tickets start at $25, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
We're busier than ever and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now, here's Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, PGA Tour, of course, at the beautiful Plantation Course at Kapalua. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, how are you, Danielle?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Sorry about that.
No problem. No problem. Okay, Century Tournament of Champions.
Here at the Plantation Course.
And it starts on the 2nd to the 5th. We're just days away. How are things shaping up?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, we're also open to the public on the 1st, on Wednesday, our Pro-Am Day, which we've also designated as Ohana Day. And are doing some family stuff out at the golf course for people that want to come out and take advantage of a day that's a little lighter in terms of, crowd attendance and that sort of thing. You can get autographs and all that fun stuff.
So that's perfect because the Pro-Am Day, there's so much less stress for the guys. They're out there just kind of having a nice time with the people, the sponsors who are raising so much money for charity, the guys who've paid to play with the pros. And then there's the kids zone where kids can get their autographs and there are not a bunch of people pushing around.
Yeah, exactly. And so the hope is that people can come out and it'll be January 1st, which is a really cool way to kick off the new year. You know, kids are out of school, and so that was some of the impetus behind that idea. And there'll be some ways that you can sign in for some of the local schools here on Maui. And our awesome title sponsor, Century, is actually going to give a donation to the school that has the most kids sign up. You can donate food at the Maui Food Bank, 10 pounds of food, and you get a pair of tickets to Wednesday. So there's some really just cool charitable tie-ins that we have for that Wednesday.
That's great. Two 5-pound bags of rice, and you get two tickets to the Century Tournament of Champions?
Exactly.
Yeah, yep. That's a really good deal, and you help your community. And what is this about the schools and signing in?
Yeah, so we'll have a table set up on Ohana Day between 10 and 2 where you can go sign in to support one of the, whichever public school you want, either anywhere in the county of Maui, and that includes Molokai and Lanai. And so you'll sign your name in there, and then we'll count that up. And as a percentage of the total enrollment, just so that some of the smaller schools have a chance, whichever has the highest, number or percentage of people in terms of that total enrollment will get a nice little donation from Century following the tournament.
To the school. Awesome.
To the school, yes.
Yes, awesome. So we've got a fabulous field that's finalized for 2020. I love what we're seeing here coming together with, of course, Xander Schauffele being there. Justin Thomas just blows us away. Gary Woodland, we were just talking about Gary and how he's got that finesse on his game now, in addition to being such a long hitter. His short game is really coming into fruition. Brendan Todd winning twice, almost three times after having the yips, right? Now, he's totally on track. Kevin Na, his putting is like on target. I thought he should have been one of the captain's picks for the President's Cup team.
Yeah, he would have been fun, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
On that team?
Yeah. Dustin Johnson is back. He's back all put together again. Great to see him. Kevin Kisner, another a really great player who could have been on that captain's team. Ricky Fowler is with us. Cameron Champ, Patrick Cantlay, Paul Casey, Graham McDowell. This is a fabulous field.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about this event. I know we talk about it all the time, is that when you have only the people that have won, and that, of course, is the only way to make it into this field, you get great guys. And winning on the PGA Tour is not an easy feat by any stretch of the imagination, especially in today's game. And I think that translates into us having, you know, in my opinion, the most unique field in golf.
Absolutely. And this year, what, there's 15 first-time winners on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, pretty amazing. A pretty good amount of first-timers, including some really notable ones. You know, we talked a little bit about Matthew Wolff and Colin Morikawa and those couple guys that won in their first three or four starts.
Joaquin Niemann,
which is,
yes.
Amazing. Joaquin Niemann, who played really well at the President's Cup a couple weeks ago. And just some guys with some really cool stories, like Lonto Griffin and Adam Long, and some of these guys. It was really fun to watch them win throughout the year. And
Cameron Champ, yes.
Yeah, and Tyler Duncan, when he won, he was the last man in our field, and he wins. And his wife walks up to him on the green and says, "Hey, guess we got to change our flights to Hawaii," meaning that they were already scheduled to go to Honolulu, but now they had to add an extra week onto their trip. So it's just cool. It's, you know, we're part of the consciousness of these guys when they win those tournaments.
Yeah, and we've got our player of the year from the European, John Rahm, is coming, and he is strong.
Yeah, it's funny. I was just talking to someone yesterday about how it feels like John is like a veteran on tour, because he's been out here for a few years already, when he's still one of those extremely young gun type guys. But he's just so seasoned in what he's been able to accomplish in such a short amount of time in our sport.
Yes, yes. Didn't Phil Mickelson's brother start caddying for John, or took him under his wing right away? Because
he was his college coach.
That's it. Yes,
he was his college coach, and then when he turned professional, kind of helped him transition to his life on tour.
Yeah. He just saw it. He just knew it, that he was going. And when you watch him play, you watch his stature. In the beginning, there was the very fire, you know, that so expressive. And he's learning to kind of keep that, be more, not lose it. You'll never lose it, but just moderate it a little bit. I love seeing him smile. He's a real character. Graham McDowell being back, that's exciting.
Grant's one of those guys that's just—he's like a—it almost feels like he harkens back to an older era of the sport, in my opinion.
Yeah,
and so it's just the way he interacts with fans and even the other players. And you know, obviously he's done some media and some TV work, which I think he's done. You know, he's performed pretty admirably at. He's just one of those guys that is a personality that syncs really, really well with Kapalua and with Hawaii.
Yeah, he does. And then Paul Casey. Paul Casey, we all thought he'd be number one years ago. You know, he just...
Sure.
Right, and he's got all kinds of aspects to his game, and he says he's playing better than he has in a long time, maybe better than ever, because so many things are coming together for him. And that's exciting to see. What is the story behind Lonto Griffin? Give us a little insight.
Yeah, excuse me. Lonto is just one of those guys that... I think there was a point in his career, and you hear this a lot with PGA Tour players, right? There's a lot of these guys that it takes a while for them to kind of gain their footing, and there's some down periods in their career where they contemplate what the heck they're doing and whether or not they have the ability. And then what's always cool is watching those same guys be able to rise above that and believe in themselves and pull out a win. And I think he's just a really cool example of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And just continuing, just keep on working toward your goal. It's all J.B. Holmes is another one who's been with us for so long, you know, and not thinking he's going to win again. And then, bam. You know, it's like it's been 8 years, and now I'm victorious. It's fantastic to see that. So
JB's one of the most consistent guys we've had in the game over the last 10 years. I mean, all you have to do is look at Ryder Cup teams and President's Cup teams. He's been present there for all of them, and he's just been one of those consistent guys that plays well and wins, and his win, Riviera is not an easy golf course, and to pull out a win there is a pretty impressive feat.
Yeah. I didn't expect Brooks Koepka to actually be able to play because he's still recovering from the knee issue that made him pull out of the tournament. CJ Bridges, I think it was, that he came, just decided he couldn't do it anymore. And so I'm just hoping that his knee comes back and he gets back, because it would have been great to see him back again. He did great at Kapalua and Dustin Johnson is recovered. So he's here, and Gary Woodland, the three of them.
Yeah. The hitting trio, right? Yes. It's I know. Certainly unfortunate that Brooks's knee is still bothering him. Once he pulled out of the President's Cup, we obviously knew it was a pretty serious thing. I think he was still trying to see if it was going to be good to go all the way up until, this week, until he had to make his decision by yesterday. So unfortunately, we're not going to have him here, but to your point, having a healthy Dustin Johnson is a great thing. In fact, I think Dustin played the golf course yesterday morning and is probably out on the golf course right now. Dustin always likes to get here pretty early, which has worked for him because obviously he's won here twice.
And is it okay for people to come out and follow these guys while they're practicing?
Not until Wednesday.
Not until Wednesday.
The public on Monday and Tuesday. Yeah. So
okay.
Once we get to Wednesday, then you can absolutely, come out for that Ohana Day Wednesday that we were just talking about.
Yes.
And follow the players during the Pro-Am round.
Pro-Am round is on Wednesday. On Friday, everybody, get ready for your Aloha attire. You've got to bring some kind of Hawaiian patterned clothing, okay? And even the players, guys, you need to wear something Hawaiian patterned because Century's giving $1,500 to charity? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Century, we started the Aloha Friday thing last year. It was one of those things that we've talked about when Ricky Fowler wore that untucked Hawaiian shirt a couple years ago on Thursday and created some waves within the sport. We decided to go ahead and lean into that and declare Friday our Aloha Friday and encourage players and fans and media to all participate in a tradition that, for those of us on, here in Hawaii, we do every Friday, but it's a fun, special thing for our players and our fans. And so this is year two of that. And the great thing this year is that our title sponsor, Century, is going to add an additional $1,500 per player that participates to our charitable fund, which gets distributed after the tournament. So a nice little incentive for the guys to participate. And I think we're going to have some great pickup on that. And I'm just positive that Ricky Fowler has some tricks up his sleeve.
You can count on Ricky to have fun. Yeah. So I'll see you at the Banyan Club on the 8th hole. That's a lovely place to go. Tickets are still available for the Banyan Club?
Yes, tickets are still available for the Banyan Club. So we're sold out of our Aloha Club, which is our Skybox Hospitality on the 18th hole. But the Banyan's a really, really nice alternative. You can buy it by day, so you don't have to buy it for the week. It's a really great spot right near our entrance, just a couple hundred yards from our main entrance down by the 8th hole. It's this really nice area, kind of a fun bar area within that, and there'll be a food truck within that area. I think it's going to be a really, really cool thing for people to experience. But this is the first year of it, so we really want it to be successful and think that people are going to really enjoy themselves in there.
Oh, I can't wait. That's on the 8th hole. It's the Banyan Club.
8th hole. Lots of great little par 3 over the canyon.
Exactly. And there's a lot of food trucks on the course and Aloha Friday. And don't forget, January 1st, Ohana Day. That's on Wednesday, on New Year's Day. And it's bring 10 pounds of food, get 2 tickets to the Century Tournament of Champions, raising money, of course, for our Hawaii charities on Maui. All the money stays on Maui. Thank you so much for being on the show, Alex. I look forward to seeing you at the course real soon.
Yes,
next week.
I know, just a couple of days. Always a pleasure to be on your show, Danielle.
Thank you, Alex. Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, PGA Tour. And we'll see you at Century Tournament of Champions, Kapalua, on the beautiful plantation course. We're going to come back and talk about the next event on the PGA Tour, the first full field event of 2020. That's the Sony Open in Hawaii. Cameron Barnes, recipient of the 2018 Chester Kahapea Sony Open Volunteer Chair of the Year Award. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Celebrate the new year with the Tour's big hitters at Wailea, January 7th through 13th. Golf's best, like Patton Kizzire, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and Bryson DeChambeau, bring big game drama, creating big money for Hawaii charities. Get your tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank's on Oahu. Military free with ID. Admissions and bag policy, visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Cameron Barnes is recipient of the 2018 Chester Kahapea Sony Open Volunteer Chair of the Year Award, Chair of the Rope and Stakes Committee, Sony Open and LPGA Lotte Championship. Of course, he's a Sony Open in Hawaii volunteer, and we need volunteers for the Sony Open January 6th through the 12th. Welcome into the clubhouse, Cameron.
Thanks, Danielle, for having me on the show.
Absolutely. 20 years you've been volunteering at Sony. What inspired you to do that?
Well, I just started with friends to begin with. They had a need for parking attendants, and I had just started getting into golf at the time, and I figured, what the heck? I wanted to see the pros up close, and the first thing I picked was parking, which was a bad idea because I didn't see a single shot.
Yeah, you should have done the pro transportation, where you actually get to drive the players to and from their destinations. There's not enough parking at Wailea Country Club, just an aside. So what happens is, if you wanted to volunteer for pro transportation, you would be driving the players and their families. If they're going to, a lot of times families come to a Wailea Country Club. In the back, they have a children's area for families who are touring with their husband who's playing in the Sony Open and on the PGA Tour. So that's one thing you could volunteer for. You could volunteer. Now, I bet you, Cameron, you've got everything handled when it comes to ropes and stakes. You don't need anybody.
Well, we have a small crew, so I can, from where I work and the folks that have been with me for almost as many years as I've been working, and in some cases more years than I've been working, it's basically a couple emails and I'm set. I have a crew of anywhere between 15 and 30 folks, and it's pretty easy to do, and it's before the tournament and after the tournament, so there's really no, unlike Marshalls and ShotLink and all those guys who deal with the pros on a daily basis. We're just there to set it up and tear it down.
Set it up and tear it down. You make sure everybody's in the right place. So what we need people for: admissions and will call, gallery control and marshals. And that's the same thing. Okay. You just make sure that people don't talk when they're not supposed to. You keep them in away from the ball so they don't get hurt. That's your gallery control. Parking, pro transportation, standard bearers. There's also the volunteer pool. So let's say you don't have any preference. You just say, hey, I'll be a volunteer. That's what you do.
You absolutely do that. Correct.
Right. And if you want to do all of these things, you go to Sony Open in Hawaii. Let me just tell you that the tournament proceeds are doubled by the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation, and all of that money, $1.2 million, went to 150 local nonprofit organizations benefiting women, children, elderly, and the impoverished. Also, all of these charities get a really infusion of cash because of the volunteers that make this tournament possible. You see, the PGA Tour couldn't do it without volunteers. So what you need to do is get in touch with SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Click on I Want to Volunteer and become a volunteer. And what we really need, I understand, is, Cameron, we need ShotLink volunteers.
We need ecology every single day of the course, because we couldn't have the course as beautiful as it is without ecology. and they run from Saturday the 4th to Monday the 13th. ShotLink volunteers are absolutely crucial for the they're assigned to the fairways and greens and then the same location for all 4 days so they can collect accurate and consistent data. And they use state-of-the-art technology, and they're basically tracking every shot a player makes from tee to green. And it's all that data that you see on a televised broadcast. And if it wasn't for the ShotLink volunteers that do this, and there's a one-day training involved for it, so it's really it's not a big deal. It's pretty easy. You're going to have the training before the tournament, and then off you go. So I did ShotLink for a couple years before I found my true calling with Ropes and Stakes.
Yeah, it really is vital to the success of the tournament that all that data is collected for the live broadcast, the live scoring, all the applications that are used, the stats that are all the players use to evaluate the game, just to name a few of the things. So ideally, they'd like to have a ShotLink volunteer work all four competitive rounds, but absolutely, if you can't do all four, get involved. Training is provided, as Cameron Barnes said, and during the official Pro-Am on Wednesday, you get hands-on experience, which isn't like, so don't be nervous. You know, you're going to get the training, you're going to have that hands-on experience at the Pro-Am that is not super official. So ecology, admissions and will call, gallery control and marshals, parking, pro transportation, standard bearer, or just being in the volunteer pool, plus ShotLink, all of these things, just go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Sony Open in Hawaii is January 6th to the 12th. I can't wait. I'll be doing my show there live from the Media Center for my 21st year. Cameron, awesome. We've been around for the same amount of time. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome. I haven't met you once. I'm going to have to see you on the course.
Yeah, well, I'll have to get you into the Media Center. You can tell me more, okay?
That sounds great.
Awesome.
And also, one more thing as far as it's not volunteerism per se, but it's caddies. Also, caddies are needed for the tournament, and they're paid $100 per bag that they carry. And there's about 30 caddies needed. Still.
Yeah, okay. So, and you go to Caddy Now. Caddy Now. That's right.
You got it.
You got it. Hawaii Now. I mean, Caddy Now is where you go if you want to be a caddy for Sony Open in Hawaii for the pro-ams. You're not going to be caddying during the actual event. It's for the pro-ams. It's caddynow.com. And I think there's Sony. You just go to Sony, part of that that app, and you get $100 for a loop.
Right.
So that's
right.
Really cool. All right. Cameron, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. We're going to come back. Diana DeLucia stepped off a train and walked to Liberty. Well, maybe she didn't walk. But it sounds so nice to step off the train and then be at Liberty National. And that's what we're going to think in our mind as we talk with Diana DeLucia, our world traveler and executive. She is the founder and the CEO and the editor-in-chief of Golf Kitchen. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Aloha, friends. Join me, Chris Berman, at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 1st through the 5th, at the newly refined Plantation Course. Kick off the new year with the PGA Tour's elite champions. Don't miss Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more when they return to Maui. Tickets start at $25. And kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock and inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, founder, editor-in-chief, and publisher of Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle semi-annual magazine. She also is producing her newest coffee table book, a glorious book. Golf Kitchen came out first. It's going to be Golf Kitchen America's Next. And I can't wait to see it. It's in process. And I love the visual of Diana DeLucia coming off with somehow a scarf on, and she's coming off the train and just steps into Liberty National. Diana, doesn't that sound beautiful?
Oh, it was totally wonderful. Thank you, Danielle. Although I'd rather be in Hawaii where it's nice and warm.
Is it really cold?
No, it was actually quite nice. It's probably in the 50s today. We're very fortunate this season.
I just love it. So you're at Liberty National, the Liberty National in New Jersey. You can see the Statue of Liberty just across the harbor. It's one of the most picturesque golf courses to watch when the PGA Tour is playing at Liberty National. Are you there for your book and your magazine and to get together with Chef Sean to talk about what he's doing progressive in the world of cuisine?
Yeah, I'm actually here. We were here a few months ago shooting Chef Sean's culinary creations for Golf Kitchen, the book, and a magazine story. He's actually going to be on the next cover of Golf Kitchen magazine coming out in March, and Liberty National will also feature in Golf Kitchen Americas, so I'm really excited about that. We're shooting the cover shot today and at Liberty National, which I'm pretty excited to get to, and the background's actually a famous artist, Peter Tunney, who has amazing artworks all over Liberty National, and he's an incredible artist. So we're combining the two, the amazing chef and the amazing artwork, with Liberty National background. So it's fantastic.
Chef Sean Lewis, tell us a little bit about him.
Well, I had heard about Sean pretty much back in 2010 when we first started the Golf Kitchen vision from Sabonic Golf Club, and it was actually Martel Meyer was the GM here at the time, and Troy Elbert at Sabonic had introduced me to Martel, and I made the trip out here, and I was just totally amazed by the place. And, you know, the timing wasn't right, the club was new and things, and now we're here, and I think it's a great time, and I'm excited to feature Liberty National, which is the vision of Paul Fireman, and it's going to be a great piece, a great story, and we're excited to get it going. But Chef Sean is—he's like a, how can I say it? Like he's just multi-talented in not only in cuisine, but he has a cocktail program going, Chef and Chic, which is unbelievably artistic on the cocktail side and mixology side. He's sitting for his to be a sommelier, and I mean he is just a firehouse. He's fantastic.
What is his? I should probably ask him. what is his favorite cuisine to make? What does he like to work with?
Oh goodness, he definitely loves to work with superior product that has a story behind it. Like he wouldn't put something on the menu that didn't have a great story, a great product line, and it had to be raised with integrity, whether it was plants or proteins. It needs to have purity behind it.
Wow. I'm really looking forward to having Chef Sean Lewis on the show to talk with him about what he's doing and what his ideas are going forward, because it sounds like he's the kind of guy that is never quite satisfied and always looking to do something a little bit more progressive, sustainable, just continually looking for something a little bit better to accomplish his mission. That's great. So you've been traveling to Puerto Rico. You've been to Bermuda. Your next trip is over to Wycliffe Golf and Country Club mid-January. Is this one of the country clubs that's going to be in Golf Kitchen Americas?
Yes, Wycliffe Golf and Country Club are joining the book project as well. I'm really excited to feature Chef Christopher Park. They've just undergone a major multi-million dollar renovation, so I'm excited to see the property. And I guess we can talk more about that after the visit.
But yeah. What state is that in?
That is in, it's about 20 minutes. It's in Wellington, Florida, about 20 minutes out of Palm Beach West.
Wow. Wow. You know, Diana.
I think it's horse riding country.
Horse riding country? Oh, you have to take me with you.
You're always welcome.
My gosh. Yes. And is it true? I've heard something about Diana DeLucia. Could she possibly be coming back to Hawaii? Is that possible?
We are definitely, the whole family's coming, Danielle, as you know, in August for my sister's 50th birthday. Her name is Karen, and I'm excited to do that. My daughter will be turning 30, and now everyone knows my age. And my sister is turning 50, and she's my youngest sister.
You're kind of giving it away, girl.
That's okay. I look great for my age.
You do. Oh, gosh. You look 30. So now you've created Golf Kitchen Magazine, and this issue, when I had in my hands, I love the size of this magazine, the dimensions of it. It feels a little bit longer, and the semi-gloss on the cover, I find myself going through, the pages are a little thicker, so it feels like there's substance behind this magazine. So every time you turn the page, you feel somehow that you're in the clubhouse, or you're in the food is coming out at you, because Diana is an award-winning food photographer. It's one of the hardest things to accomplish, bringing food to life and bringing all the colors so it's real and not overdone. That's the beauty. Everything's subtle, and yet it just jumps off the page at you, and you just want to go eat it. And it includes these great recipes from the chefs that she's been interviewing. The one Sabonic beekeeper, that story, it just makes you want to go out and buy honey that's been, you know, raised in nature, where, you know, and cultivated and taken care of and tended to in the old fashioned sort of way. It's just a wonderful, wonderful magazine. I love that you did the digital, you know, and I saw the digital version, which is great because you can take it wherever you want. But the magazine, when you hold it, I found myself after turning all the pages, I'm sitting there in my recliner and the TV is going to, you know, it's in the background, and I'm just stroking the cover because the semi-gloss feels so... You did a really, really spectacular job. This is your best one.
Thank you so much. And I couldn't thank enough the people at Royal Melbourne Golf Club in Australia for agreeing to do the cover and the story for the President's Cup. And we will be having some culinary stories from the President's Cup in Melbourne. They had someone photograph the culinary creations at the VIP dinner, which I'm excited to get my hands on. And I think that's going to be a nice piece. It's going to be a great issue, you know, because we have amazing talent in the next issue, as we just had in this issue. And we only intend to keep getting better and better and keep improving as we go and stay in our lane in the top 5 to 10% of clubs. So I think we're positioned really well for 2020. As you know, you've been here for 10 years for me, and I totally appreciate it. And we've all learned a lot from each other, and I look forward to talking to you next time.
Oh, absolutely. So we've got the semi-annual print publication, the magazine, the second book that's coming out titled Golf Kitchen Americas. But there are two major events that Diana DeLucia produces every year. And one is, of course, Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards. And then there's an event like Punta Mita, Golf Kitchen Punta Mita, worldwide. It can be anywhere in the world. And you're working on the Golf Kitchen worldwide, wherever it's going to be, for Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards. Have you nailed down your location and when?
The Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards will be at Glen Arbor Golf Club in September. We're in the middle of setting the date, and as soon as I know the date, it'll be announced. We're going to make that even better and better than it was this past year in August. The event was amazing. The chefs came to town and made the most spectacular menu, as you know, and I hope that next time you can be there. We had the greatest wines and champagnes donated, and, I mean, companies were just donating their produce, and the guests loved it, the members loved it. It was a spectacular event, and we only continue to make that event better and better. We have a great partnership, a great team of chefs, great golf clubs, and fantastic, just absolutely perfect. And we're just going to continue building it and keep highlighting the chefs that work so hard for their members in this private club world. And, you know, they haven't been as featured as the mainstream chefs in the past, and it's their time to shine. But at the same time, keeping it very private and upscale.
Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief and publisher, Golf Kitchen, a lifestyle semi-annual magazine, coffee table books. Go to golfkitchen.com. Check it out. She's always got great recipes, mixology recipes, and food recipes, and Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards at the excellent Glen Arbor. So exciting. Thank you, Diana.
Aloha and Happy New Year, Danielle.
Hey, Happy New Year, Diana. Aloha. We're going to come back. Bob Bupka is going to be sitting with me at the table. I'm really looking forward to him co-hosting the show. Mark Rolfing will be there as well. And we'll be talking next with Bob Bupka as we begin our journey to the Century Tournament of Champions. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOA. H. Kalaheo. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Celebrate the new year with the Tour's big hitters at Wailea, January 7th through 13th. Golf's best, like Patton Kizzire, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and Bryson DeChambeau, bring big game drama, creating big money for Hawaii charities. Get your tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank's on Oahu. Military free with ID. Admissions and bag policy. Visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And Bob Bupka is voice of golf for TalkSport in the UK. Millions of people listen to Bob Bupka in the UK. He's host of In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. He's author of Ryder Cup Golf's Greatest Event. And he'll be sitting next to me as my co-host at Century Tournament of Champions. I think, Bob, is that one of your favorite destinations?
Well, it absolutely is. And the opportunity to co-host with you is something I look forward to. Early next Saturday morning is almost like a ritual. And the philosophy I use, because of Maui being so great and the Kapalua Villas where we stay so fantastic, I have to regard this as my last event of the year. I could no way do it if I thought this was the first and then the year would be over as far as spectacular setting. So in my mind, I have it the last, and it's going to be very special. Just like 2019 was an incredible year in the world of golf.
It was, wasn't it? I was just looking over, you know, the top stories of 2019. I mean, Rory comes back and wins the Players, and then he wins the FedEx Cup Championship. Tiger Woods wins the Masters, and then he follows it with an even more spectacular win, to my mind, at the Zozo. He was so in control of his clubs. Bob, which impressed you more?
Well, both of those victories certainly are very impressive. But the highlight, the absolute highlight that's so far ahead of anything else that happened in 2019, it happened on a practice hole. It happened at the 16th hole at Phoenix when Gary Woodland asked a young lady that was in attendance, 21-year-old Amy Bookerstedt, to if she wanted to play the hole, and she hit her tee shot. She hit it into the greenside bunker, hit it out of the bunker. Gary was trying to be helpful and said, you want me to putt this for you? And she said, no, I got it. And that 20-year-old drained the putt for a par. She suffers from Down syndrome, but she was absolutely spectacular. Gary Woodland, later on in June, goes on to win the U.S. Open. But I think it began with what he witnessed, the courageous effort of this young lady who has warmed the hearts of everybody around the world. I can't believe how many million people have watched her make that putt on YouTube. So as we close out the year, I say congratulations to Amy and congratulations to our U.S. Open champion, Gary Woodland.
That's awesome. He's going to be at Century Tournament of Champions. A wonderful story. Thank you for bringing that back into our world. It's those kinds of stories and those kinds of insides that Bob Bupka is so cool. You're so cool, you know, that you bring that. Tell us what else was important to you in 2019.
Well, certainly standing alongside the 72nd hole when the hero of the country, and I'm talking about Shane Lowry, is hoisting the claret jug as the Open champion, and a whole country began a celebration that probably lasted 48, 72 hours. I mean, it was just incredible over there. It was the first time the Open had come back to Ireland since 1952. And then everybody fully expected it would be Rory McIlroy that was going to achieve that claret jug. Unfortunately, Rory McIlroy, a little bit of a miscue on the very first hole, ends up making an 8 on the hole and doesn't even make the cut. But Shane Lowry, who's a delightful young man, goes on to win the biggest prize in golf and to do it in front of his home folks. It was absolutely spectacular.
I can only imagine the party. Do you think they'd had a little beer out of the claret jug, maybe?
Well, I made a call yesterday, and they said it's still going on. So I guess it was quite a party.
That is now okay. I'm going to ask you to continue because you always bring us these wonderful insights. Any other stories from 2019 that set apart?
Well, of course, Tiger doing the impossible, winning his 15th major. Now all the speculation is back in full force. Can Tiger get to 18 to tie Jack Nicklaus? Can he get to 19 to go ahead? He's fit. He's healthy. We'll have to wait and see. I'm a little disappointed he didn't opt to come to the Century Tournament of Champions. The people at Century do such a great job putting that on. The golf course I hear is absolutely incredible. Great job, Mark Rolfing, involved in that, Ben Crenshaw and Bill Kaur. I'm really excited about just seeing the golf course when we get there in just a matter of a couple of days. Matter of fact, I'll be perfectly candid. I wish I was flying today. I can't get there soon enough, and I never want to leave. It's such a very special place on this planet.
And you're saying at the Kapalua Villas, what are they like?
Well, if you think somebody gave you accommodations in paradise, that's exactly what it's like. Year after year, I get there. I look inside the units. They're spectacular. The views are spectacular. There's everything about the Kapalua Villas is incredible, Danielle. Matter of fact, Maui in itself is basically incredible. And then if you're going to Maui and you stay at the Kapalua Villas, man, you are in paradise.
The view is really amazing from the villas over the bay. And I, like you, can't wait to see. I've been talking with Mark Rolfing about the refinement work being done at Kapalua for the whole year. And it's like this whole undressing of the golf course, you know, taking the old grass off and seeing the earth, you know, just, and then as they moved earth and not that much, and they just and then brought the grass back on and like clothed her again, and now it's seeded in, and it's just beautiful. Just the pictures that I've seen, you can see how it's growing and becoming stronger, and I can't wait to walk it. So we have 34 winners from 2019 who've committed to be at the 2020 Century Tournament of Champions. This is the winners-only event featuring the game's biggest stars from around the world. And they'll be at the Plantation Course at Kapalua from January 1st. That's the first of the year when they're going to have the Ohana Day, the Pro-Am. There's a place for the kids to get their autographs and have a whole lot of fun. Bring 10 pounds of food to Ohana Day. You get two tickets to the Century Tournament of Champions. It's that kind of day that you're just going to have fun. Then on Friday, wear Aloha attire. That's Aloha Friday. That's what we do in Hawaii. And if the players, like Ricky Fowler, if he plays with a Hawaiian print or flower print something, then Century gives $1,500 more in charity benefits. So there's a lot going on. Graham McDowell and Paul Casey seem to be our main European components coming in to play at Century Tournament of Champions. Patrick Cantlay will be there, of course. We've got John Rahm also playing. Have you taken a good look at this field?
Well, I've noticed that it looks like, the last I looked, that Rory McIlroy is even going to be there, which certainly would be a delight. He's fantastic. I know Patrick Reed is on schedule to be there. I mean, the Century people have done such a great job since they took over this event that it only gets bigger and better every year. And the excitement level with the quality of the field, you already mentioned Gary Woodland, our reigning United States Open champion, are going to be competing. It's a wonderful field on a wonderful golf course for some wonderful charities. And you put those three wonderfuls together, and you got a home run.
You do. Absolutely. So our field is Patrick Cantlay, Paul Casey, Cameron Champ, Corey Connors, Tyler Duncan, Ricky Fowler, Dylan Fratelli, Lanto Griffin, Jim Herman, J.B. Holmes, Max Honma, Dustin Johnson, Sung Kang, Kevin Kisner, Matt Kuchar, Nate Lashley, Adam Long, Graham McDowell, Keith Mitchell, Colin Morikawa, Sebastian Munoz, Kevin Na, Joaquin Niemann, Ryan Palmer, JT Poston, John Rahm, Chez Revy, Patrick Reed, Xander Schauffele, Justin Thomas, Brendan Todd, amazing story, Brendan Todd, Martin Trainer, Matthew Wolf, and Gary Woodland. That's the field for the 2020 Century Tournament of Champions, and it starts next week. Can't wait for it all to get underway, and we'll be having our show in the Century Tournament of Champions Media Center, which is always a fun place to be. Bob, when you look ahead at 2020, what do you see trending in golf? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I think that the rule changes last year made by the USGA are really coming into play. More and more recreational players are putting with the flag stick in. That is speeding up the pace of play. And then, you know, the venues for next year for the major championships. Obviously, Augusta speaks for itself. As you well know, Danielle, the U.S. Open is going to be at Wingfoot. You talk about a legendary golf course just out of New York City that is one supreme test. You'll not be driving it in the rough at Wingfoot and winning the U.S. Open. I can personally guarantee you that. It is a real, real gem. And then, of course, before that, we'll be at Harding Park in San Francisco, the West Coast, for the PGA Championship in May. That's going to be exciting. And then we end it all at Royal St. George. And I say end it all, only the four majors, because a couple of months after that, we'll be going to Wisconsin, Cola, Wisconsin, for the Ryder Cup. And boy, oh boy, that is going to be an incredible experience because the people of Wisconsin, they are really in love with their golf. And to get a Ryder Cup, Herb Kohler has done so much for the state of Wisconsin. It's going to be something very special. So looking forward to all of that. But it all gets started with the good people of Century putting on that Tournament of Champions. That'll be coming up next week. That'll be a lot of fun, my dear.
It certainly will be. We've got a few more minutes. If you'd like to stay, we have a commercial break to take and maybe talk about some of the new things that are Tokyo Olympics, if that the decision about the rollback decision that might be coming from the USJ and the RNA. I'm not sure what your time is like.
No, I'm available.
You're available.
I'm just packing my bag to come see you, so I got it almost packed.
We'll be back right after this. I'm talking with Bob Bupka. He's on his way to Maui right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha, friends. Join me, Chris Berman, at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 1st through the 5th, at the newly refined Plantation Course. Kick off the new year with the PGA Tour's elite champions. Don't miss Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more when they return to Maui. Tickets start at $25, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
I just want to remind you that, you know, we've heard in the news about people who discover mushrooms inside the walls, and they've complained about feeling not so good, maybe having allergies that they've never had before. Sometimes water can get inside the walls, and you don't even know it. There's maybe just a little small leak that's happening. And if you're not feeling so well, maybe there's a little smell that you can't kind of put you've cleaned and cleaned. Well, call Oahu Extraction at 330-6212. They'll give you a free thermal read with their state-of-the-art hydrometer. So give call to Oahu Extraction, 330-6212. So, Bob, you know, we hear about the new rules. We hear about the new handicap system, the worldwide handicap system, right? And that's going into effect on January 1st of 2020. And we're not hearing very much about what I just mentioned, that study that they've been doing for I don't know how long. Finally, the Distance Insight Project, the USGA and RNA study to determine the effects of distance on golf. They're being very closed mouthed, but you're on you're on Talk Sport and you're here in the U.S. with your show in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. Have you heard anything about what they plan to do with the roll back the ball or bifurcate the have one ball for the pros and one ball for the rest of us?
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen. The hesitancy by the USGA and the RNA is. If you restrict how far a golf ball goes, that's going to cause a lot of recreational players maybe to give up the game. I mean, more players, believe it or not, in the amateur ranks really care how far they hit it rather than how many strokes it takes for them to play around. So to deny them the pleasure of bombing it and, boy, we will see some bombs next week. Dustin Johnson, when he unloads, if you haven't seen him in person and you have an opportunity to come to Maui next week, I would highly recommend it. He's absolutely incredible. And Gary Woodland, quite honestly, is not much behind him. So we're going to see some long drives next week. I don't think they're going to do anything about that. Golly, they've been talking about doing something on slow play
right.
Since the early 90s and nothing has come forward. So it's a tough situation for the rules makers. They want to keep the manufacturers happy, and certainly we want to get more and more people playing this sport because it's truly a sport of a lifetime. You can start out as a youngster and then in your twilight years, you can still play this game and get tremendous enjoyment.
Bob Bupka, I'll see you on Maui, Kapalua Villas, and what a joy it'll be to have you on the show next Saturday when we celebrate the Century of Tournament of Champions, January 1 through the 5th. And, if you come to the kids zone with the kids, they can get autographs easily on Ohana Day. They've got focusing on the keiki, the children bring 10 pounds of food for the charities. And you get, just to make sure everybody gets something to eat. There's a lot of hunger in the world. So just bring 10 pounds of food and you get two tickets to the Tournament of Champions, a Century Tournament of Champions. So we want you to come to Aloha Friday. There's a lot of food on the course, the Banyan Club, lots to check out. Thank you, Bob, and I'll see you on Maui. Aloha. And thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
One of your listeners.
And thank you very much. A Century Tournament of Champions on the beautifully refined plantation course at Kapalua. Only the champions of the PGA Tour play. Promises to be the best field in golf as we kick off 2020. It certainly is. Century Tournament of Champions, the first of the fifth, featuring new events for the spectators like the Banyan Club and the Keiki Zone, and just a lot going on. Plus, don't forget to dress for Aloha Friday. Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event on the PGA Tour 2020 schedule at the Wailea Country Club, January 8th through the 12th. And if you're interested in being inside the ropes and volunteering and helping to raise a whole lot of money for local charities, do get in touch with SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, mud inundates, give them a call, 808-330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment, put power at your fingertips. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.